Jose, for large chunks of that game, you've matched the team in second place, but unfortunately, just come out on the wrong end of the scoreline. Give us your thoughts on the performance.
Well, I think we can take the lead. I mean, we have the first opportunity, certainly, to score. They got also some opportunity in the first half, but I think we get the best. And so it's another story when you can take the lead, and as we did against Cardiff, for example. And then it's clear that the second half was more difficult just because they made some changes and they have some people on the bench who are able to make the difference, normally titulars. So, yes, we have some difficulty, but again, we had also some opportunity, Donny Donovan on corner, so we were not only spectators, we were part of the game. And even we have some difficulty to hold the ball at the second half. We can always create something, and so to get a good result, a positive result. But I repeat, it's always the same. I mean, most of the time, if we look at the statistics, we have a lot of opportunity in all of our game. And for me, it's maybe we face today the one of the best team, and maybe in terms of playing and everything. So what we did most of the game is something great. When we see the last game where we are coming from, but again, I think we miss somebody, some players able to be efficient, to help the team. It's not about the organization, it's just about having what we need from day one. Then we will face with the same reality each game. That's the problem.
Is it just basically a lack of quality?
Well, I think, you know, what showed the player from day one is certainly a will. They will. They play well at some moment of the game. Then after, you can have the ball, you can create opportunity if you don't score. And scoring goal, it's about experience, it's about quality, it's about this is his player. We say always the same. So we need some more leaders that only Perkins, McMahon and Peter Clark or Joe Lewis is doing well. We need more, and we need certainly that our players has to be helped. That's it. I mean, as you know, a player likes to play, but first of all, he likes to win. He likes to be part of a team who win game and not lose game, even you are on the pitch. So, and it's the same or even more for a manager.
And for long periods of that game, as I say, you've matched the team. Is it a positive for you that your team has competed so well against Derby County?
Yeah, for me, it's not necessarily a big surprise because it's not the first time this season. Because we face with good teams already, and most of the time we in the game, let's say, and I repeat, the way we create the opportunity, we were most of the time equal to the opponent. So what was good is the reaction when you see our game in Huddersfield and today. So it's certainly two different teams. But again, it wasn't enough because at some key moments in the game, you have to be effective. That's the moment that you have to make the difference. You are good in the game, you create something, you have to score. You have just to be effective, I repeat. And that's what we miss from day one. And that's why also we are in difficulties because, I repeat, in terms of game, in terms of organization, we compete. We can face any opponent. After, you know, again, you run after the score or you look for scoring. You are not able, it's not the same in mindset. It's another story. So, yeah, I repeat maybe the same, but just because it's a real wide story and it's a pity.
The game's decided on a penalty and it was at the other side of the pitch to you, but did you have a view? Have you seen it back?
No, I must be honest. I cannot say, and I didn't see yet. But okay, I mean, it's part of the game. I don't know exactly what I know. What I know is that again we can score maybe first, and then, you know, the opponent has to do more. Maybe we have more spaces, and we can do also something else because, you know, what happens psychologically and mentally, and you can lead against this kind of opponent. I think it's a big advantage, and the opposite is, of course, very difficult.
This is a competitive league, and particularly against the teams at the top of it, you must score when you make those chances, and you must convert them, mustn't
exactly,
you?
Exactly. I mean, you know, sometimes you are not very good in the game, in a match, but you score, and then you feel better. And when you start in the way we start, with I think a very, I repeat, good organization, but not only. Yes, you have to be. I repeat that you have to be effective. That key point in two boxes, and it's not the first time that it happened. If we forget the last game in Huddersfield where we were nowhere, all the game is the same story. So, if we want to do something, we need this kind of profile. And I repeat all the time, and we are of course too short sometimes to be able to change also the physiognomy of a game when for example Derby changed their players and put some players. So when you have certainly three games a week and you give already everything each game without any result, it can be difficult, and it is difficult.
You talk regularly about wanting to bring quality into the club to support the squad that you've got. Is there anything you can tell the supporters? Are you anywhere nearer to bringing anyone in?
More, let's say, more we were waiting, more difficulties, because of course on the market you cannot find what we were able to find 2 months ago. And it's about just also the will to bring this player. And I want, believe me. Problem is that I'm not sure that everybody wants the same.
Are you alluding to the fact, does the chairman not want to bring anyone in?
Well, I have made proposition, but I repeat, I'm still waiting.
How would you describe your relationship with the chairman at this moment?
I don't want to come back again about this relation. What I see is just a team and a manager who's looking to do and to give their best, and I think we do, and just to have the means to do our job. That's it.